You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 38 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be asking a big question that I have for all new indie creators. Why are you waiting? Now, before we get into any of that, I just want to remind you guys that new Storm Chat episodes are every Friday, at least until the next two episodes. I will get into that. From 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, and wherever else you get your podcasts. We are ending Season 2 of the Storm Chat Podcast on October 3rd, and we'll be ending it off with Episode 40, so we are two episodes away from the end of Season 2. And again, for those of you guys who have not tuned in to the previous episode when I made this announcement that I am ending Season 2 so I can spend the rest of 2025 getting ready for all the things I have planned for 2026, that being Eternity's End Volume 2 and other things, other projects that I haven't even talked about yet. So we are going to be ending Season 2 with Episode 40. I still will be promoting the podcast on my social medias and my website. So if you have not checked out the previous 37 episodes, be sure to like, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to, and share it with everyone. And yeah, just go ahead and share your thoughts and let me know what you think. You know, if you want to send me a DM or anything and share your opinions on any of the episodes, like, feel free to do that. And again, I just want to say thank you guys so much for all the love and support that you guys have given me and my business. I love doing this. It's a little unfortunate that I have to cut Storm Chat Season 2 a little bit short, because season one was 25 episodes, and this season was like about, what, 15, 20? Yeah, 15, because we started, about 15 episodes. But there's a lot of things I have planned for G-Storm, so I got to make sacrifices. Pretty sure we talked about that before. But if not, we will. I'm pretty sure we're talking about making sacrifices. But with that being said, I do have some G-Storm news for you guys. And I'm going to start off by saying, while episode 40 will be the end of the Storm Chat Podcast Season 2, I will be focusing on publishing YouTube videos on the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. So be on the lookout for those. I'll be making announcements on my social medias as well. And I'm going to be talking about a variety of things. I'm going to be talking about indie manga, indie video games, and the production for both of them, development for both of those, and all the tips and tricks that you can follow if you want to be a content creator. You know, a little bit of what we talk about here on the podcast, but just in quick video format. And I'm not really trying to just like swamp you guys with a lot of information, because I know there's tons of people out there who give you so much advice, and I want to give you guys something that's quick and effective in video format that you guys can always look back and reference to. So that's the goal for these YouTube videos. And I'm going to be talking about some other things too, like anime and all the other projects that I have planned. It's going to be fun, and I am excited for that. So again, I know I've talked about it tons of times in previous episodes, but be sure to subscribe to the G-Storm Network YouTube channel if you are interested in those upcoming videos. And another thing, as I had stated in a previous episode, the unfortunate news about Eternity's End Volume 2 being delayed to 2026. Do not look at it as a negative, but a positive, because it gives me more time to produce the chapters, give them more, you know, produce the quality, develop the chapters and make them a little bit of more high value. And my artist can take his time on the pages so they can be up to quality and they can be presentable, so that when the book is ready and when the books are ready to be shipped, you guys are getting a quality product, because I am more concerned about the quality of the content rather than how much I'm putting out. I don't want to do what most indie creators are doing and just cranking out chapters monthly, or just trying to crank out as many books as possible, because it just overflows and get oversaturated. It's just a hot mess. So we're not going to do that here at G-Storm Entertainment. And also, I did say there were some things that I had planned for my children's series, Diego Lionheart. It's a kid series about a young lion who goes on adventures with his friends and hunts for treasure and learns about different cultures. So there is some things I have planned for that that I have yet to announce that I will be announcing very soon. I might do an announcement on the very last episode of season two. We'll see how that goes. But just again, keep a lookout on the social media. Sign up to my email list on www.gstormgo.com to get the latest updates on that. With that being said, my friends, let's dive into today's segment, which is, what are you waiting for? You know, many indie creators who begin their journey in manga and game development always ask me, G-Storm, when do I start? And the answer is simple. You start now. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, are you waiting for like a flying goose to, you know, like, drop an egg and just say, hey, now's the time, here you go? Like, are you waiting for a big content creator to tell you to start? No, like, you start now. Okay, I cannot tell you how many times I get this question, because I don't know what you're waiting for. I didn't wait. You guys got to go ahead and just get the work done, hit the ground running. You're not gonna have all the answers, and that's fine. But you are the captain of your own ship. Do not wait for other people to steer it for you. Just start. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for people to tell you when and what to do. Just do it. Do it, and then you learn from it. And yeah, see, and I know, I think the reason why people do this, and the reason why they're so unsure to start, is because they feel like they have to do all these different things. They feel like there's a lot of prerequisites that come with it. And I also think there's this fear of failure that many people might have, but you just got to start now. Like, we're in this era where more and more people are writing stories, they're making video games. It's easier than it's ever been now. Like, and I'm not even talking about like AI, please don't do AI, but it's just so easy to make a game in such a short period of time and put it on Steam and then get reviews and feedback from it. And those who have come before us have created a variety of resources that we can use to create our projects now. We don't have to sit here, and it's not like we're in the 80s or 90s where we're sitting at this really black screen with green letters. Like, we have so many accessible resources to us now that we can use, and the same goes for indie manga. There's so many different books and programs that help us create the projects that we want to make and bring our ideas to life. So why are you waiting? Why are you waiting to start, like, your project? Just do it now. And it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be pretty, it doesn't have to be good, it doesn't have to be something that's like hitting out the park. Not everyone's gonna have this big success story. Your priority should be getting something out and getting feedback on it. Now, I'll tell you guys a story. So the PC that I have now, the PC that I use to develop my games on, I didn't wait 6 months to download Unreal Engine or Unity and learn those things. I jumped right into it. The first thing I did when I bought my gaming PC was download Unreal Engine. And I went into the program. I started messing around with the third person template, learned about blueprints, learned about code, and learned about different plugins that the game has. And I didn't wait for anyone to say, hey, like, do this, like, when you're doing blah, blah, blah. Like, I just did it. I did it. And I've been learning Unreal Engine ever since. And I'm glad that I took those first steps, and I'm still learning so much about these programs. Even to this day, I'm working on smaller projects to help build that experience. I'm working on a lot of different things just when it comes to creating manga and video games. And I didn't want to just wait. I didn't need to seek anybody's approval. Like, don't seek approval. Don't feel like you have to seek approval or anything. Like, just don't do it. You just have to jump in and do it. And all right, what if I fail? Okay, that's good. That's fine. If you fail, that's okay. Get back up and try again. Like, you're not your first project, your second project, your third project, your fourth project, maybe even your fifth project aren't going to be hits. And that's fine. What matters is you completed something, you got experience, you learned from it, you got something done. The biggest test that comes with being an indie creator is to prove to not just yourself, but to others that you can create something and finish something. Because most people, as I've said before, cannot do that. So you have to just get started today. Just do it. Stop waiting around and stop trying to just doubt yourself. Just don't doubt yourself. Don't. You are going to be the biggest thing that's in your way is yourself. So do not let yourself get in your own way. Just get out of your own way and just do it. You never know where your journey is going to take you. How are you going to know your potential, your true potential as a creator, if you don't try? If I sat here on my butt for 6 months wishing about what kind of game I want to make, like, how would I know what kind of game I'm going to produce if I sit there for months and not do anything? So just jump in, do it, learn, and grow. That's all you have to do. And that's all I have for you guys today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like, subscribe to the podcast, visit my website, gstormgo.com, to join my email list, check out all my merch. You can buy Eternities in Volume 1 there. Eternities in Volume 2 will be coming out very soon in 2026. I don't have a release window for that yet. Hopefully soon. Make sure you guys check out my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And just, you know, do your thing. Like, we got 2 more episodes left of season 2. Again, thank you guys so much for all your love and support. And I'm Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment LLC. And this has been the Storm Chat Podcast. Take care. Be blessed. Start your journey now. And have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.